We are in 3, 2, 1, and we are, drum roll, why hasn't this started yet? Go, and we are live.
Welcome back, everybody. Fenway Faithful, episode 18.
18, brother.
This is Dave with my boy, Mo. How you doing, bud?
What's up, motherfuckers? We are back on the final episode of the Red Sox 60-game season. It's upsetting. They're coming in tonight, 22-34. And although they're not going to make the playoffs, they're still the most exciting thing of my day to watch. What's up, Dave?
Not much, man. Not much. You're right about that. It is the last home game for the Red Sox tonight, going up against the Orioles. And I think Perez has the start tonight. It's been a long season. For 60 games, it's been a long season. Not what we all wanted, but it's what we got. And it's what we're going to take. 22-34 to end the season in last place in the AL East. 14.5 games currently behind. But listen, guys, we've experienced this before. We've been at the top, we've been at the bottom, and then we always come back out on top. So, I mean, you know, take it as a grain of, you know, just got to we got to run with it. And
we got baseball this year, guys.
That's it.
And the Red Sox held the record for most fans in the stadiums this year. You know, so how about that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, at least we won that, right?
We won something this year, right? We broke the record. Yep. No team came close to us this year. Fuck you, everybody else. We won something this year. I don't know, Dave. That's like we should duck boats out.
So let's jump right into this, Mo, because I think everybody knows what you're talking about. I'm sure you guys all saw. I think that was Wednesday. No, that was Sunday.
Sunday
that happened. And, you know, I'm watching football, and I'm flipping through my phone looking for updates, and then I see this guy climbing into fucking Fenway.
Well, keep going, and I'll tell you my favorite.
So from the information that I've gathered, I was told, or at least that I read, that he climbed up some type of pole outside of Fenway, and it was obviously on Yawkey because he came up on kind of like on the Green Monster side a little bit. He apparently told somebody that he was Spider-Man and then started yelling, remember 9/11, remember Boston Marathon, and then he started throwing hats onto the field.
Yeah, so, he had his brand out there, guy. You know, he's an entrepreneur, getting his stuff out there.
Trying to get his merch out.
Trying to sponsor JBJ in center.
he should sponsor Fenway Faithful too.
We should. Jim David.
You know who that? You know who it fucking was though, right? That was probably Monty that did that shit.
Bro. Well, my favorite part is right. So, I hear it, and he had on an Allen Webster jersey, and people thought it was Allen Webster. We haven't seen him since he was a Red Sox. You know that guy like disappeared. So. I was like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, no, he's definitely too old. But I think you're right. It looks like Monty in the picture.
Well, it definitely was unique. It was kind of fucking crazy. Because then, like, he starts throwing the hat. And then you see the umpire call a time. And all the players are just confused as shit. Nobody knows how this guy got in. The cops don't know what to do with this guy.
At all. Well, then he's like yelling, like, 9/11 bombing.
Marathon.
It's all conspiracy. There's no COVID. Like all this shit. Like there's so many clips of him just saying, "Nope, it's all fake." You know, Michael Chavez says he thought he was concerned. Like he thought some real shit was going to happen when he kept saying everything's conspiracy theory. And he almost got shot because when he reached for the hats that he snuck in his jersey, police officers said they thought it was a gun.
Well, I mean, think about it. This is everybody is focused on the game. There's no fans there, so nobody's expecting anything like that, you know. And nowadays, you don't know what everything's scary. So I could see why Chavis might have thought, you know, what's this guy reaching for? Kind of, it is a little fucking crazy, I'll admit.
It really is. It really is. And but good job by Boston PD for not shooting him. That would have been fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he get? He got in the stadium.
Yeah. Like, so that's what I was saying.
How did this guy scaling the Green Monster?
Apparently, it must have been like some type of like drain pipe or something. But somehow he climbed up enough to like get into a crevice where then he was able to like go off kind of like one of the banisters by like kind of by like the end of the Green Monster. And then he ended up in like, I want to say it was like,
that's the camera guy. If you look at the picture, he's right next to the camera guy.
That was like left field, right?
Camera guy is like 10 feet away from him. He's in dead center because he's throwing it into the outfield. It looks like.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm looking at the picture right now.
It's fucking crazy. Like, yo, good job, Boston PD. Because if I was a cop, I'm shooting him.
As to how he fucking got in there, that is insane, man.
When we go out there next year, since we'll be letting fans back in after all this stuff.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna
shout out to that guy.
We're gonna look at how he did this and try to put these. We're gonna be like MacGyver and try to inspect the scene.
We'll just go outside. We'll just go over there, take a look, and try to think about how he did it. So,
and just try to get it. You know what's gonna happen now, right?
What?
You
know, what?
When you go outside Fenway, you got everything, right? Every baseball stadium has homeless people panhandling, and when you're outside Fenway, you got guys selling you stuff for a dollar. You got fucking guys trying to sell pictures. This guy's gonna. I can put money. He's gonna be outside Fenway next year. Yeah, I'm the guy who climbed up the stadium. Give me $4. I'll tell you how. Watch. Watch. It's gonna fucking happen.
Oh man, good times.
He's gonna be a town drunk, and he's gonna be out there with Monty and Monty. Like, get in my car, I'll give you a tour.
And it's you know what though, Mo? It's not all bad. It's just another memory that we're gonna walk away from the 2020 season, because this has hands down been the most unique baseball season that I've ever experienced in my life.
Whatever happens, unless you know, they don't.
I mean.
It's the same shit next year. I mean, this is in our lives. This is the most you'll never seen this before.
Well, I think next year, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, that we should be back to normal next year, back to a full schedule, regular playoff standards. And that's another thing I wanted to talk to. So somebody brought up how they're doing the playoffs for this year. Do you know how they're breaking that down? Because I haven't really looked into it.
The Red Sox aren't in it, so I don't really give a fuck, honestly.
Well, I
know day two, there'll be 8 games of baseball on. That's what I know.
Let me see what I can find here.
You know, it's like, to me, it's like whatever. I heard they might be moving to a bubble, like, basketball did and hockey did.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I keep hearing. So
they moved to a bubble. I moved to a bubble. You know, I mean, there's 16 teams in it. I know that. And there's one team I don't want to win. And we want to hood it.
Okay. So this is how it goes. So they've picked 4 locations where the playoffs will start. You got Arlington. You got Houston. You got San Diego. And then you got Los Angeles. So, the first round of playoffs, divisional playoffs, are going to be best out of 5. Oh, and then you got your best out of 5. Then you got your NLCS and ALCS, best out of 7. And then, of course, the World Series is going to be in Arlington, Texas, at the new Rangers Park.
So, the Wild Card teams are playing a best of 5 series? Or the Wild Card teams didn't like a best 2 out of 3 or some shit.
No. So wild card is just one game. So you get your NL, you'll get your AL Division 1 and AL wild card. So those guys will play one round. And then the other teams will play one game each. From those teams that win those wild card games, they go on to the ALDS.
All right, well.
And NLDS.
Oh, well, yeah, man. Hey,
This is gonna go by very fast.
Yeah, as long as somebody beats the Yankees, I mean, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the Yankees being a powerhouse. The Yankees have a lot of things to work on themselves. But nonetheless, speaking of accolades, did you see Eovaldi fucking going lights out the other night?
Last night, he threw 5 pitches over 100 miles per hour.
That was last night, yeah.
I can't. I mean, the guy's nasty, Nate.
Yeah.
Man,
yep. He had, I think he had 8 strikeouts over 6 innings.
Yeah. I mean, so he's deciding to watch. How about Tanner Huck, man? That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's doing his thing, too.
Him, Philip Valdez, Hernandez out the bullpen. You know, Bobby Dalbec coming up doing his thing. Munoz looks impressive. Araiza looks impressive. We got a lot of young talent.
We do.
For all the haters after, like, oh, we saw that Cap Murphy. Mookie don't pitch. But you know what we got next year? We got a lot of money to play with. And we got a good front office to fucking
absolutely
money out there.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I was actually talking to a friend of mine that's a Yankees fan, and he's like, you know, we're kind of in trouble. We spent all that money on Garrett Cole. We sure as hell ain't going to be able to afford Judge. And if they want to sign anybody, it's going to be LeMahieu. But Judge has been getting hurt way too much. So that's where I came in with the Red Sox. I'm like, you guys saw how we unloaded this season, right? This is a rebuilding year. So next year, and once that free agency opens up, you guys better expect big news from the Red Sox. Big news.
And you know, it's all we need is pitching. You know, we need without Sale, without Rodriguez coming back, we have Nathan Eovaldi, and I like Perez. So we need one piece, Trevor Bauer, and then all we need is some bullpen pieces. Oh wait, Joe Kelly's gonna be a free agent. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice to have him back in the bullpen. And, you know, there's pieces that we need, and there's pieces that's out of some track, right? Like, we have Phil Valdez locked down in the bullpen. You got Matt Barnes locked down in the bullpen. Okay, now you go out there and get a Joe Kelly. Another good piece. You go out there and get a Shane Green. Another good piece. There's so many pieces out there. We didn't do a whole episode on this, which we probably will, because we're nuts. But, I mean, the Red Sox are in a scary good position.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what, Mo? I will say one thing. If it was a season that it had to happen, I'm glad it was this one.
Well, and you know what's crazy? They're 24-32 right now, and they had an 11-game losing streak, right? Giving those 11 games back, and they go 500, they're in the playoffs right now. It's scary. Yeah. It's fucking scary. So, you know, hey, I'm not upset with it. You know, Ron Renicky was thrown into the fire. The team knew what they had to deal with. And you know what? You know what I like? And I said it. It was like a sissy game trial. We'd have to see so many young arms from our prospects, from our minor league affiliates come up and pitch that I loved it. I honestly loved it. It's the most exciting thing I have to watch. Being in the game the way we love the game, I love seeing players develop. You know, I've been watching Jackie Bradley Jr. since he was with the Sea Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is. Killing it. He's going to be signed long-term, hopefully, to the Red Sox. He'll be a stock his entire career, and I'm loving it. You know, he's not too much about it. But also, another hot pitcher out there. He made his MLB debut last night in Washington. I know you watched it. You sent me it this morning. I had to watch highlights. Hot arm. He's a power ethos pitcher.
Our boy, the Brock star, Brock Holt, on the mound, ladies and gentlemen, last night for the Nationals. And it makes you smile when you see a guy like that having fun and loving the game.
Right.
So shout out to Brock Holt. That was awesome. Congratulations on that. I'm sure you made a lot of people smile yesterday.
You know, he's a package deal. Griff has to come with him.
Griff, yep, young Griff. That's right.
Griff and Brock are on the block, and I think we're gonna get a nice duo, man. He has the most home runs by any pitcher after throwing his first pitch. He's the only pitcher in baseball history to ever hit for a cycle in a playoff game.
That's right.
And then come back and pitch. You know, yep. It's a great story, man. His arm is real live. He was clocked around the lower 60s, 70s, you know. So, yeah. But actually, fun fact, though, he did pitch in college. He did. going on a series. No, he did pitch in college, and he did say after the game he always wanted to try it in the major league level, and he did last night, and he had some stuff. He had some stuff.
That's good, man. That's awesome. So,
and you know, any interview with him, he's just positive. So I love it. I hope they bring him back. You know, he'd be a good piece to the puzzle to have when we go on this 2021 run. So, man, do you think Renity's back, or do you think do you...
I mean, I think there are a lot of things to consider. You know, despite
he's only coming back for certain teams, and Boston's top of that list.
Well, so despite the fact that he was thrown in as, you know, as a replacement. Now, let's put some things into perspective. At the end of the day, he still was manager for the 2020 season, and it wasn't the best outcome. So, realistically speaking, we have to take – there has to be some accountability as well.
Yeah, but he didn't have all the pieces he needed, you know.
Well, of course. But at the end of the day, you're still riding that lineup card. You know what I mean? Like, you're the skip, you're responsible, and like I said, there has to be some accountability. I don't dislike Renicky, but I do not see him coming back as the full-time manager next year.
Okay. Who would you write him as a full-time manager?
As far as who's going to be the manager?
Like, would you see Cora coming back, or you didn't go completely?
Listen, I've had my hopes on Cora since it all happened.
Okay, so here's my question, right?
Technically, Cora wasn't fired. He was suspended for the season.
And he handled it like, I'm going to take this leave because of what I did prior to Boss. He was a bigger man about it. Before he was suspended, before he even got that far, he said, look, I'm going to step out because of what I'm involved with in Houston, nothing to do with Boston. So exactly. here's my deal, all right? They don't go Cora. Do you want to see a Jason Veritek come in and be the coach?
Oh, listen, that's a no-brainer. You know, I love Jason Veritek. I got to meet him at Winter Weekend, which is awesome.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry, but not to rub that in.
I got Alan Emprink and Chris Mazza. And I was the only guy in line who knew who Chris Mazza was, by the way. This motherfucker says, I got Saltamacchia. Yeah, that fucking Veritek, greatest day of my life. That's just, sorry, bro. Sorry, I love you, but I'm sorry.
Man. Hey. No, but to answer your question, I would love that. You know, Veritek, not only was he a captain, he was an amazing catcher. He was a big part of the Red Sox when he was there. But to me, the way I think about it, you know, catchers. You know, that's your diamond. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know what's going on. So with the baseball IQ that Jason Veritek has, that'd be awesome.
Do you see in-house, if they don't go that route, they'll go anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. If they don't keep it in-house, who knows? You know, there's plenty of good managers out there that I'm sure would want a job. So
I feel they have to keep it in-house.
You think they have to?
I think call me by is not. They have to keep it in house. Who else would you really want to go to?
Like, I mean, listen, look at freaking Girardi coaching the Phillies now. Like, that's still weird to me. You know?
Yeah, he got thrown out the other night, and I was like, what the fuck? Oh yeah, he's in the Phillies, and I don't know the fact there's no fans. You don't see a lot of arguments anymore. And I watched a lot of games, and I don't watch the Phillies because I'm not a Phillies guy. But yeah, no. It was weird.
It is weird. But that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, you got to remember, guys, at the end of the day, it's a business, and there are jobs to be made and given. So it varies. Who knows what we're going to see? I'm sure shortly after the postseason, we're going to start getting some news. Because you know the Red Sox don't waste time. I mean
– at all. I kind of feel like they already have an Alex Cora contract written up. I feel like John Lester has a 3-year assignment, like, deal already on paper. So I feel like there's so much more going on there. I you know how they are, like with Bloom. Like, everyone's like, we think they're going to go with the guy from the Dodgers or Chaim Bloom 2 days later. Yeah, Chaim Bloom's a new GM of the Reds.
Exactly. How fast did they move on that? And shortly after he got there, he started freaking, you know, He was doing his job right away.
Right, right, right.
So well,
it's going to be interesting what Haim has to do and the team has to do, but I feel there's a Corey deal already signed somewhere that we don't know about but know about, you know.
Well, listen, I'd like to see it. And let's just hope for the best. But most importantly, you know, I have a good feeling about next season. Pretty much it.
Me too. I had a real good feeling, not like a biased fan like this year, good feeling, like a real good feeling. This offense looks incredible. This offense it does on paper every night.
Yeah, we got to see a sneak peek of what's to come, you know? Yeah.
Right, right. But anyway, you know what you got to do. Celtics play game five tomorrow. So, and for next year, you got to be ready for next year, right, Dave? You have to.
Yeah.
You got to.
Listen, man, that Celtics game last night, well, it came down pretty close, too.
Broke my heart. But you got to look good for next season, right? So, you know what that means? You know what you got to do to look good for next season?
Oh, I know where they got to go.
You know where they got to go?
Listen, guys, if you ain't buying fresh-ass gear from Wicked Pissa, I don't know what you're doing. Go check them out, guys, please.
WickedPissa.com. Make sure you check them out. Go to that FenwayFaithfulSports.com t-shirt. It's fucking fire. Get your Celtics gear. Get your Patriots gear. Get your Bruins gear. Get your Celtics gear.
Yep.
Dave, hit with that promo code.
FFS15.
That's right, guys. So make sure you check them out. Big shout out to them. Love the support. I just got my monthly patches last week, my sick ass shirts. I got some long sleeves for the wintertime here in Jersey, and I love it.
Nice. That's good. That's good. Yeah, guys, they definitely have some very cool gear. Get yourself warmed up for the colder times coming ahead. So, speaking of that, I mean, I don't know. There's not really much for us to really cover. We did say, you know, tonight's the last home game. So enjoy it while we can. Tune in. I think they're actually starting now.
Yeah. Next week we'll have our final grading on the roster. So make sure to tune in for next week. And you got anybody you want to talk about next week on your grades of the roster? If you liked somebody, didn't like somebody, other than the outcome, you know, let us know your opinions on who should stay and who got to go.
I like that. I like that. Maybe we should do that.
That's the plan for next week. And we'll probably have some playoff baseball on next week. Cause...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know what, man? Like, I don't know if anybody else felt like this, but like, you know, I've tuned into a lot of the Red Sox games, but it's just been like, I guess, one, because the season hasn't been so good, but also because of the way everything's set up and just the way the year's going. I'm kind of disappointed that I'd lost a little bit of, like, not interest, but that little bit of passion that I normally would have, you know?
I feel like it's rather you were, like, over-passionate, like myself, because I watched so much baseball because I missed it so much. I felt like because there's no fans. Like, you can't get excited. Like, when we buy our tickets to Fenway, guys, we buy our tickets, like, early in the year. We'll buy our tickets, like, probably shit. And we're going in July. We buy our tickets in like fucking February, like psychos.
Yeah. As soon as they're out, we buy them.
And you're watching like, yo, we're going. But this year, you didn't have that moment, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's what it might have been. But hey, man, winter weekend will be here again. Monty got the lines going for us. So, you know, we're fucking ready.
Yeah, and I mean, let's see. I mean, I highly doubt there's going to be a winter weekend this year, next year, but we're approaching it fastly. As soon as I hear more news, I'll definitely give you guys an update on winter weekend activities. Like I said, depending if there's going to be one because of the old pandemic, and it'll be a good way for us to kind of, you know, react, kind of meet you guys and get some fan time. So hopefully it happens, you know.
Fuck yeah.
But you got anything else, man?
That's it, man. Let's just keep supporting our boys, you know. It's not a lost season if you learn something from it. Remember that, people.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's it. So make sure you follow us on Instagram, Fenway Faithful Sports. Go check out our articles at FenwayFaithfulSports.com. Follow us on YouTube at Fenway Faithful Sports. Hit that subscribe, give us a follow, give us a retweet, give us a shout out, and just keep supporting us, guys. We really love it, all the feedback we got in this year. Even when there was no baseball, we got good feedback. Even when they were on a 10-game losing streak and we were still potting it up, we were getting good feedback. So thank you guys so much for that.
Definitely. Guys, thank you again for all your support. And we will see you back next week for episode 19. And we'll do a little recap of the entire season, highs and lows, mostly lows, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Can't do about it.
Anyways, guys, thank you. See you soon.
And we're out.